You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 41 and verse 9. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. This is the prophecy concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave food to Judas, and Judas went from eating meal from the hands of Jesus to go and betray him. Jesus was betrayed by the people he cared for, by the people he loved, by the people he showed mercy to. We are looking at this in order for us to have a right perspective to betrayer. Jesus was never bitter. In fact, he called Judas friend. And I know Jesus does not flatter. He meant it when he said friend. Did you also note that he did not disgrace Judas? He didn't tell his disciple, "See this Judas, he is going to betray me." They didn't even know who will betray him. That was why they were all asking, "Who is it that will betray you?" If it were you that you had a revelation that somebody is going to betray you, in spite of everything you have done for that person, how would you feel? But Jesus Christ knew Judas would betray him. He said, even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, someone that Jesus relied on, somebody Jesus trusted and said, these ones, they are not going to betray me. And yet, he betrayed Jesus. Even Peter betrayed Jesus. Thank God he repented later. Brethren, don't become bitter with betrayers. Don't let it affect your heart. Jesus forgave those who betrayed him. And he also asked the Father to forgive those who betrayed him. You can raise a child in your house, sacrifice so much for that child, and that child will grow up, leave your house, and he may not look back. And when he looks back, he will have nothing good to say about you. You may invest in a spouse. You can trust in a spouse, do good to your spouse, and at the end of the day, it is that same spouse that will betray you. Have we not had several stories of people who were basically picked up and helped to become someone in life? I've even had stories of people who were who got married to somebody living in a developing country and moved that person to the Western country, only for that person to get there and betray this person. See, it is part of the sinful nature of human existence. The issue is that you must never allow bitterness in your heart. You must never allow betrayer to get at you. You must never make a big deal out of betrayer. It will happen. It will continue to happen. As I'm preaching now, somebody will betray somebody tomorrow. People will betray you because of money. People may betray you because of position. People, somebody you call your friend will be the one that will gossip about you and say wicked and untrue things about you. What would you do? Don't allow those things to get into your heart. Handle it the way our Lord Jesus Christ handled such matter. How will you handle a husband who will leave his wife and then go about and be sleeping with other women, or who will just even go and marry another wife and destroy that wife before family members? Say all manner of terrible things against his wife. Or a woman who will go and destroy her husband behind her or among his families. How would you handle that? Jesus taught us how to handle it. Jesus forgave. There was no time that Jesus was agitated or that Jesus felt, "Oh, look at this, what you have done to me." And did you know that it was the mercy that Jesus showed that saved Peter? Peter also betrayed Jesus, brethren. Peter also betrayed Jesus. But that same Peter One day, Jesus looked at him and said, "Peter, do you love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord." That same Peter. See, somebody who is betraying you today can be for you tomorrow. Don't close that door. Don't have this attitude that I'm done, it's done forever. I'm not necessarily saying that you should bring the person into your embrace. But don't close the door of fellowship permanently. And always understand that you must forgive and also ask the Father to forgive that person. That was how Jesus handled betrayal. I noticed that Jesus never lay hold on men. He never felt, "You cannot leave me." There was a time when Jesus was preaching and he began to teach them about the bread of life, that he is the bread that came down. And the Bible says many of his disciples stopped following him. Did you know what Jesus did? He turned to the 12, he said, "Would you also not go?" Jesus didn't feel entitled to lay hold of men the way I see today. Today is so sad that if you join a WhatsApp group, you cannot leave. Because once you leave, it will look as if you have done something wrong. It's a cult. Anything you join that you can't leave has become a cult. That is why when anybody leaves any of our WhatsApp group, we don't really make any deal out of it. People are free. You are free. If you just feel that, "Oh, I don't want to receive the 5 minutes daily devotion again," you are free to opt out. By the time we begin to make it feel like you cannot opt out, it has become a cult. We must not lay hold of men. We must allow men. We are not to seek loyalty. We are to seek faithfulness. We are not to seek men to be loyal to us. We are to seek men to be faithful to God. Those who are truly faithful to God, they will also be faithful to other men. So, brethren, don't let betrayal break your heart. Don't let it cause root of bitterness in your heart. The fact that somebody had betrayed your marital commitment, the fact that somebody you cared for had gone against you, somebody you stood for, don't let any of those things, don't let it affect you. Forgive as God also forgave you. And also ask the Father and say, "Father, lay not this charge against them." Like I used to say, which one of us had experienced the bitterness towards Stephen, that they killed him cruelly, and yet Stephen said, "Father, do not lay this charge against them." He prayed for those who were killing him like an animal. He prayed for them. He prayed to the Father to have mercy on them and forgive them. This should be our attitude also. Don't be bitter and don't allow root of bitterness. Emulate Jesus and walk in the example of Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.